Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Insider, brought to you, as ever, by Vanishing Ink. Except, as the more astute of you will have noticed, this is a very short episode. Because what we're doing is introducing you to a new podcast called Homemade Trickery, Self-Inflicted Magic for the Bored Soul. And it stars a lady called Sarah Bright and was written by Leandro Morgado. Now, we're going to be publishing these every other Sunday on a separate podcast feed. But don't panic, The Insider is not going anywhere. We're just taking this week's episode to introduce you to this new show. It's interactive magic. So you listen to the podcast and follow along at home and magic will happen. What a fantastic idea. Don't panic. The Insider will be back next week. And in fact, I'm recording three episodes this week. So you will have your usual fix of magical interviews and chit-chat coming back next Monday. But for today, sit back, relax, and enjoy the very first episode of Homemade Trickery. Now, it will be its own podcast. It will have its own RSS feed for you to subscribe to. And all the details of that will be on vanishinginkmagic.com/blog this Sunday, when the first episode comes out officially. For now, enjoy this preview.
Hi, and welcome to Homemade Trickery, Self-Inflicted Magic for the Bored Soul. I'm Sarah Bright, and this is our first ever episode. So yes, you are part of the launching of what is very likely to become the sensation podcast of 2021. 2020 was a shitty year, and 2021, let's be honest, is keeping the bar pretty low, so the chances of success can only increase. Right? Right. Now, what is homemade trickery, you may be wondering in that lovely, attractive brain of yours? Well, recently I came across a magic book. Not like witchcraft or occult satanic naked girls flirting with goats in the woods kind of thing, but charming conjuring tricks that you can play on yourself. And since being with ourselves is the new norm, I found these little guys quite appropriate. After this accidental encounter, I read a few more books on this arcane knowledge, bought myself a USB mic, and here I am, sharing with the world. Yay! And here you are too! As they say in the industry, show, don't tell. So, let me show you a trick that you can play on yourself. Start by putting your right hand in front of you with a palm towards your face. If for some reason you don't have a right hand or a face, then this won't work for you. We're also looking for what is considered to be a standard human hand, so lack of fingers or anything above 5 cannot take part on the trick. Wait for the next episode, there might be something for you there. For the rest of you, keep the right hand in front of your face and attribute a number to each finger, starting with the little one as number 1, ring finger as number 2, middle 3, index 4, and the thumb is 5. Good. Easy, see? Imagine you put a ring onto one of the fingers. Doesn't matter which one. If you have a traumatic life experience with rings and fingers, keep calm. It's imaginary, not a lifetime commitment. Good. Now listen carefully. You are about to move the imagined ring to different fingers. There are only 2 rules. Number 1, you cannot jump fingers. You are free to move left or right as long as you don't skip a finger. Number 2, you cannot jump from 1 to 5 or vice versa. Perfect! Let's begin! Start by moving the ring the same amount of times as the number of the finger in which you placed it. For example, if you started by putting the ring on the index finger, you'll move it 4 times. If, on the other hand, you started with the middle finger, maybe as a sign of protest, you'll move the ring 3 times. Do that now. Wonderful! I believe the ring is not on the little finger, so you can put it down. Great! Let's continue. Move the ring three times. One, two, and three. Lovely. I know now that it is not on the ring finger also, so you can put that out of the way. Move three times again, left or right. One, two, and three. Good. I can see it is not on the middle finger. Put it down. I'm glad that was not the last one standing. One final move. Move the ring only once. Perfect. You can put the index down and contemplate the imaginary ring on your thumb. Did it work for you? Of course it did. May that thumb up encourage you to hit the like button on my channel. I don't even know if there is a like button on this thing. Maybe there's a heart-shaped icon where you can manifest your appreciation. No idea. In alternative, just give a thumbs up to random strangers as a sign of encouragement. Maybe they thumb you up in return. That sounded weird. I'm Sarah Bright, and this was Homemade Trickery, self-inflicted magic for the bored soul. Thank you for listening.